With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. More hostages may be released today under the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Yesterday, Hamas freed 17 captives, including a four-year-old American girl.
After Abigail Edan was safely back in Israel, the president said, thank God she's home. The four-year-old, whose parents were killed in the October 7th Hamas attack, has dual Israeli-U.S. citizenship. She was the first U.S. hostage to be released under terms of the ceasefire. At a news conference, Mr. Biden said what Abigail endured the last few weeks is unthinkable. The White House said later the president spoke by telephone with members of the girl's family in the U.S. and Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Three 20-year-old men of Palestinian descent are hospitalized after being shot in Burlington, Vermont over the weekend. And a 48-year-old Burlington man is under arrest, accused of pulling the trigger.
Burlington police say two of the men were in stable condition and the other suffered much more serious injuries. Two of the victims are U.S. citizens and the third is a legal resident. Haverford College released a statement confirming Kanin Abdelhamid was one of the wounded and described the other men as his lifelong friends. The families identified them in a statement as Hisham Awartini, who studies at Brown University, and Tahsin Ahmed, studying at Trinity College in Connecticut.
Correspondent Jennifer King says a suspect, Jason Eaton, is due to be arraigned later today in what's being investigated as a possible hate crime. Also at SRNNews.com, public school teachers in Portland, Oregon, expected to return to class today along with students now that there's a tentative contract with the school district. Teachers walked off the job November 1st in a pay dispute, also a dispute over class size and teacher prep time. The rank and file and the school board have yet to vote on the tentative contract. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 55 points. This is SRN News. Europeans are giving up on the afterlife.
According to a new poll, large percentages of people who live on the continent do not believe that there is any life after death. Only 42% of the people who live in England think that there is an afterlife. In France, it's 41%. In Germany, 39%. And 36% in Finland. In fact, the only country in Europe where a high percentage of people believe in life after death is mostly Muslim Turkey. 92% there believe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Asian country moves to legalize gay marriage. Thailand's cabinet has approved an amendment to its civil code to allow same-sex unions, with an expectation for the draft to be proposed to Parliament next month. The amendment would change the words men and women to marriage partners, allowing same-sex couples to be able to receive the same rights that heterosexual couples receive. This is SRN News. Newly unsealed legal complaint claims that Facebook and its parent company Meta deliberately engineered its social platforms to hook kids.
The complaint, described in reports from the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, says that Meta had received millions of complaints about underage users of Instagram, but only disabled a fraction of those accounts. The lawsuit was filed in late October by the attorneys general of 33 states and originally was made public in redacted form. Company documents cited in the complaint describe several Meta officials acknowledging that the company designed its products to exploit children's impulsive behavior and susceptibility to peer pressure. I'm Donna Warner.
Elon Musk is visiting Israel. He has toured a kibbutz that was attacked last month by Hamas terrorists. Musk is also meeting with top Israeli officials. Video released by the Prime Minister's office shows Musk taking photos or videos of the devastation. More details, SRNNews.com.